Hello, my beautiful sisters. Welcome back to another episode of A Sister's Love Podcast. In this episode of A Sister's Love Podcast, I am going to talk about what I did to love myself again. But just to let you guys know, this is the first episode of season three of A Sister's Love Podcast. Yes, season three of A Sister's Love Podcast. Yes, let's get that. Yes, we are on season three. And I just want to let you guys know that this season is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be more of me talk about my journey of how I got to where I am and just a little bit more personal, but I'm still going to have those experts come on and give y'all some advice and some resources that you guys can use to really help you guys on your healing journey. I'm going to really talk a lot about safety and creating that foundation of your healing journey so that you can be ready when all that tough stuff come hitting at you. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be my main focus for season three.
Welcome to A Sister's Love, the podcast that help women who are healing by having those deep conversations, giving practical advice and words of encouragement. Come on, let's talk about it.
Welcome back to another episode of A Sister's Love Podcast. And on today's episode, the topic that we will be discussing is what I did to love myself again. And I just want to introduce myself for those who is just tuning in and you didn't get to tune into season one or season two. My name is Rose Jones, and I'm just one woman with one voice, trying to use her voice to help other women heal from trauma and get back to loving herself and find a foundation of safety so that it can heal in a safe environment. So if you are looking for resources for your healing journey, or you are looking for a safe haven or a place that people really understand you and you don't want to feel like you're judged, then guess what? You are in the right place. I would love for you to be part of our sisterhood and be part of our weekly listening. So all you have to do is hit that subscribe button and turn on your notifications so that you never miss another episode of A Sister's Love Podcast. Now, let's dive into today's topic. Okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Ching, 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 ching. Yes, you see that, right? I started my life journey in January of 2024. I locked my hair. And I was so scared when I did it because I didn't know how it was going to come out. I didn't know what to expect. And I'm actually loving the journey. I was kind of depressed at the beginning because my hair didn't hit the way I wanted to hit. Like, my hair is pretty long, and when I say shrinkage is a thing, my baby shrinked, my hair shrinks, so I feel like I'm walking around with a bald head. I'm bald head, but guess what? It's the process, so I have to trust the process, just the same way as in healing. Even though we don't see the results that we want to see at the beginning, we have to trust the process and keep consistent on the process. We can't give up because it ain't show up the way we wanted to show up the first time. No, we don't. If I want the outcome that I want to come, I can stay consistent. I'm keeping them. Even though I can take them out right now because they only two strand twists. I'm keeping them. And that's the same for you. I just want to say that at the beginning. If you start something and it's not happening the way you want it to happen, it's practice. We have to do practice. We have to be consistent. We have to keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So don't get discouraged. Just keep moving forward. Okay. Now let's dive into today's topic. What did I do to love myself? So the first thing I want to discuss is how did I stop loving myself first? So most people never discuss like, oh, I need to love myself, but never discuss how you got to the point of not loving yourself. And I had to really do a lot of digging, something I call root chasing. I like to chase the root of my issues and try to figure out where it started. And I think it mostly started when I was really, really, really young. I was in school and I used to love to dress a certain type of way. I was a little chubby, but that was cold. I was cute though. I thought I was cute. I was chubby. And, I used to wear really big glasses. They was like really big. I don't know, back in the day, y'all didn't understand what glasses, the Medicaid glasses was, but them things was thick. They was big. They was like real big, real thick glasses. And I was okay with them because I didn't know that having them was a problem. I was just happy to see. But kids made fun of me. They made fun of me for being chubby. They made fun of me for wearing this, the way that I dressed. They made fun of me for my glasses. They made fun of me for this right here, this gap right here. They made fun of me for every aspect of me and every aspect of me that I loved. And I wasn't sure why they were making fun of me because I didn't see a problem with it. But as the years went on and it continued to keep happening and keep happening, and my home wasn't a safe place, my mom didn't reassure me that what was happening outside the world didn't matter, that all that matters was what was inside of me. She never sat down with me and let me know that people outside of me may not like me, but it's okay that they don't like me as long as I like me. And I never got that from my mom. I never got that encouragement from my parents. So I didn't understand. And I allowed them voices to become my voices. I allow those people outside of me to have a say so in who I was and who I became and what I liked it about me and what I didn't like about me. And I tried to shift myself into a perspective that people would love, that people would identify with. And that was hard because I wasn't in control of how I appeared. I wasn't in control of how I presented myself because I was a child. So whatever my mom bought me, whatever my mom gave me, I had to wear. And I couldn't alter it. So all I could alter was my personality. I can alter that. I can alter things that can shift their eyes away from what I look like, but into me people pleasing. Like, what can I do for you to like me so that you cannot talk about me? Even though that didn't stop, I became like, oh, look at me, like me, follow me. Like, I'll follow you. I'll do whatever you want so you can like me, so that I won't feel disconnected from the group, disconnected from my class. And it didn't work. I still people pleased. They still used me and took advantage of me. And I still end up being rejected, still end up being critical, like thrown to the side. So it didn't matter. It's to the point where I was in like fifth grade and I used to get glasses like all the time because they used to break them just because they thought it was funny. People used to break my glasses and they used to fuck me up, like not physically fuck me up, but like mentally fuck me up, like mess with my head and just like had me all types of messed up. Like, so I'm pretty sure that's where it rooted from, just not getting that reassurance at home and that foundation at home telling me that I am beautiful, that I am loved, that people in this world would not accept me regardless if I'm beautiful or if I'm not their desired beauty. And I think that's a good foundation that we need to tell our kids, that we need to let them know that no matter if they're the most beautiful person in the world, it's still going to be people out here that's not going to like them because they're beautiful. You can most be the most unique person in the world. It's still going to be people out here that's not going to like you because of that. So I think that we need to actually instill that in our kids, that our version of ourselves that we love is the only version of ourselves that matters. You know what I'm saying? So that was like the foundational reason why I start to not love myself and not start to identify with the person that I looked in the mirror with. And some things that I wanted to talk to you guys about today is what was that switch, that click, that switch that got me into understanding that I was love, that I am love, that I am somebody, and that my version of my beauty did matter. And that happened several years later. It happened after two domestic violence relationships, after me having all of my kids. I have four kids. And it took me so many years to realize that I was beautiful, Don't matter how many people told me that I was beautiful. Don't matter how many people told me that I was the shit, like I am that person. I didn't believe them. It took for me to realize that I was loved when I was given, it was like maybe a year after I gave birth to my youngest daughter. She is 7 now. So about 6 years ago, when I realized that I was loved. And what made that trigger hit is because I started to see my patterns and my BS show up in my kids. My daughters start dating and I just start seeing me in them. And I was like, oh, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do this. I had to figure out a way to combat that from happening, but I couldn't combat it because I didn't know the solution to combat that, because my daughter looks like me. And so she looks like me, but she has bigger sugars than me because she has eczema and people make fun of her skin and she wears the glasses like me. She has the face like me. She looks like me. So she was battling the same battles that I was battling, but on top of having eczema and allergies and all this other stuff. And she didn't love herself. She was bad. You see my daughter, go on my page. She bad. My baby is beautiful. She is beautiful, but she didn't believe that she's beautiful. I told her. I would tell her that. That's the difference between me and my mom. I told her that she was beautiful. I told her. I tell her. And it didn't matter what I said. It mattered what she felt. It mattered what she was reflecting. So I had to do that soul searching within me to figure out how I can help me so I can help her. So what I did was sit with me. I sat in a room with me and I talked to me. And I talked to God and I asked him, why don't I love me? Like, why am I unlovable? Why can't I look in the mirror and love the person that I see in the mirror? Why do I feel like I am not deserving of love? And I come to realize that God gave me a message and it hit me so hard. It was like, you was born worthy of love. It's nothing that you have to say or do to earn that. It was a gift that I gave you at birth. So why are you trying to earn something that was already given to you? And when that hit me, I was like, I get to love me in this version of me. I get to love me in this broken version of me. I get to love me in this growing version of me. I get to love me in any form, in any way, in any situation, despite if I was right or wrong, I deserve love. And I am loved. He loves me. God loves me. My kids love me. My significant other loves me. And I just had to learn how to receive it. And I think acknowledging and understanding that it's nothing I have to do or say or accomplish to earn love was the key for me. It was that big light switch, like, ding, baby girl, you don't have to do nothing but show up because you are loved. So we think that it's something that we have to do to start loving ourselves. All we have to do is love. Understand that we are love and that you are love. We are love. Our body, we are embodied as love. So we don't have to earn, do, or say, or accomplish anything to have that. And we try to make people give it to us, and it's not. It's nothing that anyone outside of us can give us to make us feel loved. They can help us, aid us in the process of that, expanding and growing into a better version of us. But that actual initial love of self comes from God. It was a gift that you had at birth. So I want you to take it, own it. There you go. It was a gift. It's on your birth certificate. It says, you are loved. You are God, child. It's nothing you have to do to earn that, baby. You are loved. Hear that? Not loved. You are loved. Okay? We are love ourselves. We embody love. That's what we're able to give and expand and explore it. And once I realized that, I was able to learn, I was able to love at a different capacity. I was able to expand myself at a different capacity that I didn't know that I had. And I was able to sit with my daughter and have those conversations with her and realize that she did not love herself, not because I didn't encourage her to love herself, but because she was the same way as me, looking for external validation. And once she started to realize that she is it and that she is love, she is love, she embodied love, that she started to reflect a different version of herself. She started to explore other versions of herself that she didn't feel confident in before because she thought they would be judged. And she started not caring. Like when I say her attitude switched to like, I don't, attitude like, nigga, like me or not, I'm shining in this room. My art will shine. Like she an artist. She, like my art will shine. She's just like, I don't think I should do that because I don't know people. She don't care if you like it or not. She's going to do her type of art. She's going to shine in her way. She's going to wear her hair the way she wanted to wear her hair. She's going to style herself the way she wanted to style herself. And I love it for her. And I started to reflect it on all my kids, and our relationship got so much better and it got so much closer. I swear in the last 6 years, my kids got a whole different version of me that they'd never experienced. They like, it's a whole 360 of who I am now than who I was when I first gave birth 19 years ago. I was a helicopter mom. I was living in my trauma. I was living in fear. I was living in survival mode. I did not want my kids to be around anything or everything. I was hovering. I was controlling. I was controlling my significant other. I was controlling everything and everyone around me. And if I couldn't control you, if I couldn't control you physically, I would control you mentally. Yeah, I would call myself manipulating people. And then what I would do real good, I used to financially manipulate people. I was a baller. I got myself a baller. So I used to work a lot. I used to make money and I used to use that money to get what I want. So I did that only because I couldn't control. I wanted to control my outside, my exterior. So if I could control that, I could feel good about myself. Long as I knew what you was doing and what I was doing, I felt good. And now I released that. And I had to walk in a place of letting it go, letting them have their wings and letting them fly and allowing them to be great and allow everybody to be great. And if these people that I'm trying to control is meant to be in my world, they will gravitate towards me. They will understand me. They will love me in the version of me that stands in front of them today. And if they can't love the version of me that stands in front of them today, it's okay. They can walk away. And I'm okay with allowing people to walk away from me in a version that they cannot withstand and not take it personal, because this version of me is not for everybody. And I know that. And we have to be okay with knowing that every version of us is not going to be okay for everybody, because that capacity that we have that everybody might not have. So we have to understand that we might be too much for some people, or we might be too little for some people. And that's okay, because that is where we stand at in that moment. Doesn't mean that we're not going to grow bigger. It doesn't mean that maybe later in life we may cross paths again and we might be compatible. But at this version of me, I'm okay with letting things go and letting people go that does not fit in the capacity of me in this moment. And I want you guys to understand that you may encounter things or you may see things that feel outside of your reach. And it's okay, because it might just be. That doesn't mean that it will always be. Love yourself in the capacity that you have right now. And as you start to love yourself in the capacity that you have right now, that capacity will expand because you consistently stand in that process. Do not give up on it. Continue to dig, continue to research the reasons why you're not able to love in certain areas of your life. You know what I'm saying? But first start with understanding why, what's the blockage that you had when it came to loving you? Why did you stop loving you? That is going to be your homework for today. I'm going to ask you the question again. Why did you stop loving you? I need you to do some root chasing to understand, why did you stop loving you? It was some moment somewhere in your life that you loved you. You loved to look at yourself in the mirror. You love everything about you. What was that thing that stopped you from loving you? Okay. And I think we're going to end that here. And I would love for you guys to submit any questions that you have for me that you would like for me to answer in a future podcast that I would love to go into depth with. And I can make, maybe I can even make it a full podcast episode. I just want to help you guys as much as possible. So I really, really, really want you to ask me any question. Nothing is off limit. We could talk about self-love. We could talk about trauma. We could talk about kids. We could talk about parenting. We could talk about self-confidence, self-worth, whatever it is, surrounding around your healing journey. I would love to give you advice. I would love to talk about it. Anything. And if you would like to be on the show and tell your story and we can do a live conversation and navigate through your story together, let me know. Hit me up. And we can see what we could do. You know what I mean? All right. Well, that's it for today's episode of A Sister's Love Podcast. But before we end, I would love to invite you to our exclusive support group. This support group is for people who are on a healing journey and that's looking for a safe haven, that's looking for resources and ways that can help them heal. And inside this exclusive group, I have this free guide called Creating Safety in Your Healing Journey. This guy is talking about what is survival mode, how to get out of survival mode, how to create stabilization, which is the foundation of your healing process, so that you can actually start the healing process on the right foot. So I would love for you to get in that group and get some of the resources. I have affirmations, I have worksheets, I have self-worth books, I have challenges and all that to help you stay focused on your healing journey. And guess what? It's free. So I would love for you to be part of that. So the link is below in the show notes. Just click it and join the community. And once you enter your email, you'll get access to the group right away. So I can't wait to see you inside the group. Bye.